Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So, Jessica went back to visit some friends in Arizona a couple weeks ago. And one of the girls it had a real tough time over the past. I actually think I told you guys part of the story. Her husband ended up cheating on her, and they had a son. So it was nasty, and the guy just turned out to be really not a great guy, like a great dad. So he ended up... they ended up going their separate ways, and he's done some really, like, shady dad stuff.
Is this the dude that you've been telling us about for years now?
Well, I told you the story because the terrible part about it is he had a job where if you worked in the job for, like, 20 years, I think, you could retire with full pension. It was he was a government employee, and he got busted on the job messing around at, like, 18 and a half, and they canned him, and he lost it.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah, so that was like a big issue. So like she had to go get a full-time job and all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he ends up, they don't reconcile, and he just ends up being a shady dad guy. It sucks. I mean,
like he's telling his kid he's going to show up and then not showing up.
Exactly, stuff like that. He actually got mad at one point and put, you know, because they were sharing custody of the kid, and he got mad at the mom at one point, so put everything that the kid had at his house, at dad's house, in black garbage bags and put it on mom's front porch with a note saying, if your mom's not going to be nice to me, I can't have you over at that. Just crap.
Breaks
stuff.
My heart.
Oh, my God.
Heartbreak. What a tool. Total heartbreaking stuff. Just shady, crappy stuff, right? So, and this kid's like, I don't know, 9, 10 years old enough to know what's going on, right? So Jessica goes out to visit a couple weeks ago, and when she comes back, I asked about this kid, and I'm like, you know, how does he process this? Does he know what's going on with all this shadiness? She's like, yeah, it's actually kind of sad because I'll say stuff like, are you excited to see your dad? And the kid is aware that he's like, I don't want to. You know, he's a crappy guy and this is what he did to us. So I'm like, God, that really sucks. And she goes, yeah, you know, we were having a conversation. Her and her friend were having a conversation. And I guess her friend kind of broke down and said, my biggest fear is that something happens to me and dad is going to be the one raising this kid. And apparently Jessica took her hands and said, you have my word. If anything happens to you, Jeff and I will take the kid.
So is her friend going to put that in, like, writing, like in legal paperwork?
I didn't suggest it.
she didn't even ask you about it.
I mean, that's huge right there.
Wow.
I mean, that's a big offer. To not have the consent of both parents in the...
That was like in the moment rescue
parents.
Effort, you know?
Yeah.
Right, but here's the deal.
Wine.
Was it...
Well, it was the same. It was the Patron pool day, the same day that I got the message about Jen maybe being engaged or whatever.
Well,
so,
in the moment,
but it doesn't matter.
At that point,
it doesn't matter if they were buzzed or not. The offer is still out there.
Right, so
she
now...
said, you have my word.
And now my fear is that this... Because this guy is so shady. Like, if he was halfway shady and they just weren't getting along and it was your standard issue, mom and dad don't like each other anymore.
Yeah, if he was slim shady, you could handle it. But
right. He's fat shady.
Oh, my God.
Slim shady. Y'all get it?
Got it.
Okay. But if he was, you know, if it was just normal shadiness, then so be it. You know, so that's what it is. But the fact that he is so jacked up that I could see mom going, you know what? And, like, maybe having a conversation with her parents and going, hey, I talked to Jessica. And this is what Jessica said, and like somehow documenting it, like paper trail, so that if anything happens, and I don't know what the custody situation is, but in situations like that, if mom's got full custody, like can she dictate where kid goes?
All right, hold on one sec. 1-877-588-BERT. B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. The more interesting part of this whole story for me is, so when she came back and she told you about that, did you say, well, we can't let that happen? Or did you say, I understand what kind of place you've put, why you did it, but you have to go back and tell her to rescind? Or
no,
are you open
to
that?
I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I just think, from here to with and going forward and such, perhaps in situations that are arising similarly, where a person would have to live with us.
A human being.
A said person.
Yeah. A child.
Where said person will occupy space in our home.
That you have to care for and spend money on.
Well, not just
on.
That. Sure. Like, take to
nurture them.
Yes.
And
raise
love.
Them.
Uh-huh. Raise them. And teach them right from wrong.
I mean, seriously, think of my mental state. Like, you really think me and a 10-year-old are the ones who need to be hanging out?
No.
If this
You're
does
like,
happen.
Sweet, we can get an
you would enjoy it. Yes. You would Someone enjoy that because you would have an audience that would laugh at you.
Yeah, well, guess so what? Eventually, 10-year-olds become 16-year-olds, and then they want my car, and that's effing ridiculous. So
I know we're talking about just a whole bunch of hypotheticals here, but you agree with Jessica now that she's put it out there that, yes, the two of you will raise this child together?
That's irrelevant.
It's not?
Like, that is irrelevant, that part of the equation. The problem is,
she didn't consult with you.
I just think that maybe you could have sent me a text.
And asked if it was okay.
You should have just sent, hey, I'm about to run. You mind raising a 10-year-old or something? I don't know. Tweet that.
Something.
Yeah, if you could somehow get in contact with me before throwing that out there. Like, I don't even.
She's busy. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
It doesn't take that long to send it like a super poke or something over
sure,
Facebook.
Sure, just hit me up on Facebook if you could. But like, if the situation came down to it, I would obviously do whatever, you know, was in the best interest for me. But the,
Save that.
Yeah. But the reality is, it's just, you know, I have a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have nights and weekends. It's a freaking endorsement phone. We don't even pay for the minutes anyways. Call me.
Hey, Becky, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I was listening, and I actually have a very similar agreement with my best friend regarding my son.
Okay, now, does your best friend have a partner in her life, a husband,
she
boyfriend?
She does. She's married, and they have two sons of their own.
So how did it go? Did she run it by the partner?
She, after the fact.
That's not cool.
But he kind of knew, we're all really, really close. So it wasn't like a shock, I think, when she told him. He kind of expected it.
Really close is, hey, will you hide the cable bill if I die so nobody can see all the porn I've ordered? Like, that's what a really close person does.
But you're skipping over the personal part of this story. Like, I want to know where it stands with the two of you guys. Did she apologize? Did you say, okay, I totally understand where you're at? Did you ask her to rescind it?
I mean, it really was not. I don't really think it's going to happen. I mean,
what if it does? Tomorrow morning you get a call. Something terrible has happened to her friend.
Then I'm going to have a great time hanging out with a 10-year-old. That's going to be a lot of fart jokes and stuff. And I will get Jessica to the point where she won't want either of us in the house. Would be my goal. But I think, like,
she'll sign an agreement with her best friend to take you and the kid.
Yeah, you're probably the first to go. Yeah, she's going to kick you out first.
Like, it hasn't gotten to the point where we got to do, like, a personal analysis. Like, I haven't even thought of it. I just think that that's a pretty bold assumption. So, like, I kind of looked like, really? And she goes, yeah, I mean, and then, you know, made me feel like the jerk because it's like, yeah, I mean, what other options are there? And I'm like, I don't know. That's fine. We'll put a run in the yard.
We'll put an electric fence in the yard.
You put one of those collars on it and you get too close to the rope.
John, go ahead. You're on the Burt Show.
Hello. How are you?
Okay.
Hello,
what's
John?
I'm calling to let Jeff know I'm an attorney, and there's really not that much to worry about because the rights of the father supersede anything that the mother does. If she puts you in the will to get the child, it really doesn't matter because the rights of the father are supreme in the state of Georgia.
Now, here's where we're going to run into an issue, though, because my concern is, while it did happen where everybody was tipsy and it's all fun and games right now, like, this mom really is going to have the concern of the best interest of her son in mind, right? And dad's already proven himself to be super shady.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be a lousy guy. So at some point, he's going to do something that's going to make her go, you know what? I got to legitimize this. And Jessica has already made the offer. So she's going to march into an attorney's office, or she's going to sit down with dad, or she's going to sit down with grandparents or something and go, okay, let's legitimize this. And then she's going to come back. And that's when Jessica and I are really going to have the talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like
then it's for reals.
Well, just like the law, you said whatever state they live in, you're going to have to check the law, because he just said even if it's in the will, it doesn't matter.
But what if dad doesn't want the
but
kid?
But this guy is crappy enough that I could see him signing off on it.
Or he's crappy enough to say, oh, wait, just a second, I'll take my kid. You know what I mean?
I'm sure I'll end up in a situation where I've got the kid and I'm paying dad money for something. I'm probably going
to
end up with...
How did I agree to this?
I'm going to end up living... I'm going to be homeless, and Jessica's going to be living with the dad and the kid. In my house.
Tight spot, man. Tight.
Just check with... Yeah, if you're in a relationship, check with the other one before you make a big decision.
It's like going to the Humane Society and just coming home with a kitten. Don't do that.
It's really not like that.
It's not?
No.
It's a little bigger than
that. It's a little deeper than that.
Well, obviously the kid uses a toilet, not a litter box, but other than that, it's the same thing.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.